So welcome everyone. Let's dive into chapter 4, which is on IT operation and IT services outsourcing. It's an important chapter in information security because a lot of the things that you implement as security features has to ensure that the operations go smoothly. And therefore, sometimes there's a clash between what you want to protect, the way you want to protect, and the way business is run. So you have to align yourself to business and relook at it. At the same time, with today's world, a lot of outsourcing starts taking place. And therefore, by doing outsourcing, you have to still ensure that the security is not compromised. As a result of which, the IT service outsourcing becomes a very critical chapter in information security. So let's go through it. In this chapter, what we'll try to do, we'll look at the introduction. We'll say what are the roles and responsibilities of the entire organization. The scope of our IT operations, the IT service management, application lifecycle management, infrastructure management, risk management, the processes in IT operations, the IT strategy, design, transition, operations, IT service outsourcing, and then we will summarize. So, what is IT operations? So, IT operation encompasses specialized organization capability providing value to customer through IT services. Now, these capabilities manifest as a function and process responsible for managing services across the technology lifecycle. The objective of IT operation is to ensure effectiveness and efficiency in delivering the supporting services and focuses on providing optimal value to customers. So as you can see, it's a very specialized organization capability. It provides value to customer in the form of IT services, the IT operation, and it ensures it is there for the entire technology lifecycle, and it keeps changing, keep working to provide optimal value to its customers. So for organizations using IT systems for information management, IT operations should support processing and storage of information, ensuring its availability in a timely, reliable, secure, and resilient manner. The overarching goal of IT operation is to guarantee the effectiveness and efficiency of the service delivery and support. So IT operation ensures that the data, the work that is getting done, it is processed and stored in a very safe manner, reliable manner, secure manner, and resilient manner, which means it also, in case there is a event or an incident, you can also invoke disaster recovery or business continuity in a nice way. And this is one of the methods to which IT operation guarantees the efficiency of the service model and the support that it provides. The strategic role of IT operations as an enabler of business objective emphasizes delivery of high-quality, customer-centric IT services. Now, this approach aligns IT operation with the evolving needs of the organization, emphasizing the seamless management of services throughout their life cycle. So, it's not that once it is implemented, it will end. It is an ongoing process. With every changes in the business operation or the business need or the business goals, the IT operations also adapts to it, adapts to the services that they offer through the technology applications, infrastructure, security aspects, and keeps changing it, and also ensures in case a new technology tool has to be integrated for better IT operations, then they bring that in and also ensures proper migration from the old one to the new one, and therefore always enabling business services to their customer. So what are the roles and responsibilities of the board and senior management in the organization? Now, organization board of directors obviously has ultimate responsibility for oversight of effective functioning of IT operational function. They have actually the ultimate responsibility for the entire organization, so which is fine. Now, senior management to ensure that the implementation of safe IT operation environment. So the senior management then ensures the org structure, the policies, the procedures as defined in part of IT operation. They support the goals and objective of the organization, as well as it has a statutory requirement. The board or the senior management should also take into consideration the risk associated with the existing and planned IT operations and the risk tolerance, and then establish and monitor policies for risk management. So this is self-explanatory. The organization's board of directors ultimate responsibility for oversight, and the functional areas within purview of these roles are core IT operations, business line specific IT operations, any affiliates related IT operation, business partners operation including that of IT support vendors if any. So what is the scope of IT operations? So functions that are covered as part of IT operations are IT service management, application lifecycle management, infrastructure management, IT operation risk framework. IT service management. So let's look at it again. IT service management, application lifecycle management, infrastructure management, and IT operation risk framework. Let's go into it one by one. So you're looking at IT service management. Now, IT operations involves business services provided to internal or external customers using IT as a service delivery component. Example, online services, mobile services, and internet or web services, and so on and so forth. Components supporting IT operations include service desks, application, ticketing, event management tools. Now, organization may expand the scope of IT operations to include test and quality assurance environment, and not just of the production environment. So, service desk. So, what is service desk? Service desk serves the primary point of contact, so or they are the single point of contact for both internal and external customers. Any issues, incidents, problems, everyone has to talk to the service desk, and the service desk then interfaces with the either IT operation processes, including change management, fulfillment, configuration, SLA, availability, changes, whatever to solve it. What are the IT service management functions? So they interact with customers through email, voice, or chat, record and tracking of incidents and problems and request for change, keeping customers informed on request status and progress, make initial assessment of request, attempt to resolve them via knowledge management or escalation based on agreed service level. You monitor and escalate procedures related to the appropriate SLA, managing the request lifecycle, including closures and verification, coordinating second line and third party support groups, providing management information for service improvement. So you identify the problem, close incidents in confirmation with the customer, provide the root cause analysis, contribute to problem identification, performing user satisfaction surveys, reporting and reviews with senior management as per agreed intervals, regular training to team members are part of the IT service management functions. A structure for service desk that allow optimal resource utilization would include local service desk, centralized service desk, virtual service desk, follow the sun, that is time zones that service desk is available, specialized service desk groups. IT operations, they are responsible for day-to-day management and maintenance of organization's IT infrastructure, ensure SLA to defined according to the defined SLA functions. So it has operational control, it oversees execution and monitoring of operational activities within the IT infrastructure. It is whatever is carried by the network operations center, NOC, or operations bridge. It involves console management, logs integration, ticketing, catch and dispatch, job scheduling and general management, maintenance activities, backup and restoration, KPI, SLA monitoring, structured escalation. So all these log management, configuration management, everyday changes, ticketing which comes, investigations, all this is part of the IT operations. Facility management. It refers to the management of physical IT environment of data center, computer rooms, and recovery sites. Operational management structure. For all practical reasons, the application management and infrastructure management teams should be part of IT operations, as these functions manage and execute operational activities. This structure ensures effective control and execution of routine tasks, maintenance and monitoring of activities within the IT infrastructure. Application life cycle management. Now, this covers both application development and application management activities. So, in application development, it covers the entire SDLC cycle, which involves planning, designing, building applications to address business requirements. It includes application acquisition, purchase, hosting, provisioning, and so on. While application maintenance management focuses on deployment, operations, support, and optimization of application, and it acts as the custodian of technical knowledge related to managing and supporting the application, and it ensures appropriate resources are trained and deployed effectively. So in the first part, in the lifecycle management, you have two choices. One, you either make the application or you acquire the application. In case you're making the application, it involves planning, designing. So IT application lifecycle, people, application development will cover that. If you are acquiring it, then you become part of acquisition to purchase, host it, and provision for it. And then once you have done it, either you have developed it or acquired it, then you work on deployment, day-to-day workings, upload of file, downloads of file, integration with other solutions, and sooner you become the custodian of technical knowledge to ensure that the business operations function smoothly, and whatever challenges they faced on the application front, you take care as being the custodian of technical knowledge in managing and supporting these applications. And as part of this exercise, you also ensure you have appropriate resources who are trained and deployed effectively. Now, what are the functions of application management? So you manage the operational applications, whether vendor developed, off the shelf, or built in-house, as we discussed. You identify, develop, and refine technical knowledge and expertise. So to make applications speed up, or ensure that it can handle more thing, if find any vulnerability, get it fixed, things like that. You define and execute training programs for your team so that they understand the application better. You establish standards for the new application architecture. So having experienced the operational part of the application, you ensure you give inputs to the architecture team so that the new application architecture, these many risks are removed, or you assess the risk in the application architecture and give your feedback. You design and perform tests for functionality, performance, and manageability. You participate in incident, problem, performance, change, and release management. So any incident come, any bugs are reported, any change request, you look into it, whether it is related to performance or change or release management, and ensure that it whatever needs to be done is done before it is moved into production and available to business to take care of business activities. And you provide information on the configuration management system. Application management structure. So application management structure, it is not performed by single department or group. There are various technical areas based on skill set and expertise. Example includes financial application, infrastructure application, messaging and collaborative applications, web portal, web applications, contact center application, and functional specific applications. Now, once you have looked at the application side of IT operations, the second area which is very important in IT operation is the infrastructure management. Because to run these applications, you require a lot of servers, a lot of compute power, databases, operating systems, different levels of integrations, and firewalls, load balancers, and whatnot. So IT operation provides technical expertise and overall management of IT infrastructure. It supports the business processes by maintaining a stable technical infrastructure, everything up and running. The functions of infrastructure management is you manage your IT infrastructure components within the scope of IT operations. Also, you act as a custodian of technical knowledge and expertise related to IT infrastructure management. You ensure that appropriate training and deployment of resources from a technology delivery and support. You also define and execute training programs, document the skill sets, develop the skill set for infrastructure management. You also help define standards for new IT architecture, participate in risk assessment for the current one and the new IT architecture, and provide feedback on activities that you do. You design and perform tests for functionality, performance, manageability of IT services. You participate in incident, problem, performance change, release management, and resource fulfillment as required. You provide information and manage the configuration management system in the infrastructure domain. The infrastructure management structure is not maintained by a single department. You have various technical teams, including mainframe in case you have a mainframe infrastructure. So mainframe team, server team, storage team, network support team, desktop support team, database team, middleware team, directory services, internet messaging, IP-based telephony teams, etc. Risk management. Now, organization analyze their IT operation environment to identify threats and vulnerabilities. So, therefore, you have to conduct periodic risk assessment to quantify the probability and financial consequence of potential events. So, risk categorization. You identify events or activities that could disrupt operations, negatively affect reputation or earnings, and assess compliance with the regulatory requirements. So that is expected out of IT operations. So risks are categorized into 3-4 areas. One is a strategic failure, which can occur out of improper implementation, supplier failure, etc. Or you could have a design failure, which is inadequate project management, programming errors, etc. Or a transition failure, which is inadequate capacity planning, security breaches, etc. Now, what are the processes in IT operations? So let's go one by one into it. First is the IT strategy. So IT strategy processes guides the identification, selection, and prioritization of service aligned with business requirement. It provides feedback to IT operations on supported services, underlying business processes, and prioritizations. The IT strategy helps to design, develop, and implement an IT operation as both as an organization capability and as a strategic asset. Now, IT strategy processes provides a comprehensive framework for aligning IT services with business requirement, incorporating financial management, service valuation, portfolio management, and demand management to optimize IT operations. What are the various components of IT strategy? Typically, you have one financial management, which quantifies the financial value of IT services and assets, aiding decision making, operational control, and compliances. Then you have the service valuation, which quantifies service in financial term, showcasing IT operation support for organization's core business. It assists in mutual agreements with business regarding service component, cost, and value. Portfolio management, it governs investment in service management across the enterprise for a value. It includes information on existing and proposed services, each with a business case linking to service strategy and fundamentals. Demand management, it guides organizations in understanding business processes. It involves IT operations in identifying and analyzing patterns of business activities for capacity planning. Financial management. Yeah, so this is a repeat. Design. Now, IT operation design phase. The design phase of IT operation is crucial for managing changes in the business landscape. So it involves various components and processes to design new IT services or modify existing ones. Service design emphasizes the interconnectedness of those components and their dependencies. It provides processes and guidance to design IT services aligned with the business objectives, compliance, and risk or security requirement. The key components which are considered in design phase include business processes. So, how do you integrate the IT services for business requirement to deliver on the business requirements? IT services. So, you develop and modify IT services, service level agreements. So, what kind of agreements you will give on service quality parameter? IT infrastructure, consideration of the technical backbone, IT environment, evaluation of the overall IT settings. Information data, management of data integral to service. Applications, what kind of development and modification of application will be done in the design phase? Support service, provision for additional support as and when needed. Support team, allocation and coordination of support team. Suppliers, integration of external suppliers into the system. Service catalog management. So, large organization establish an IT service catalog as a repository. It provides information on all IT services supported by IT operations framework. Inclusion of detailed service information. So you define, categorize criticality, disaster recovery data, SLA parameters, change and release management group, etc., are part of it. Business service catalog, which is customer-centric IT operations, and technical service catalog, which is component-oriented. Service catalog provides detail of service available to customers, such as intended use, business processes they enable, and the level and quality of services the customer can expect from such services. Service level management. This process defines the framework that can be used by organization to plan, coordinate, and draft and agree, monitor, and report service attributes used to measure the service quality. The objectives are: you define, document, and monitor the IT service levels, clear expectations of IT operations and consumers, implement a proactive measure for service improvement, ensure specific and quantifiable targets are defined in the IT services. Operational level agreement, to ensure that operational level agreements are aligned to other support groups, are defined and developed. These OLAs should be in line with the SLA which it supports. Underpinning supplier contract, to ensure all underpinning supply contracts with the vendors or suppliers are defined and developed. These contracts should be in line with the SLA which it supports. Service-based SLA. So its structure covers attributes for a single service across the organization. For instance, SLA for internet service. Customer-based SLA. The structure covers attributes for all services for a defined set of customer. For instance, an SLA for SME customers. Multi-level SLA. So multi-level SLA structures can be defined for the organization hierarchy. For instance, SLA for corporate office branches and head office attributes that are included in SLA should be ones which can be monitored and measured. Service level management attributes. Attributes that are included in an SLA should be ones that can be effectively monitored and measured. Attributes which are included in SLA can be categorized into operational, response, availability, and security. So SLA management framework should also define guidelines for reviews of SLA, operational level agreements, and underpinning contracts to ensure that they are aligned to business needs and strategy. Another area of IT operations is capacity management. So the process provides the framework and guidelines that can be adopted by organization to ensure that the cost-justifiable IT capacity exists. The capacity management process provides guidelines to production and maintenance of capacity plan, management of service performance, diagnosis and resolution of performance-related incidents, assessment of changes on capacity and performance. One of the key activities defined as part of capacity management process is to produce and maintain at an ongoing basis the capacity plan, which depicts current levels of resource utilization and service performance. So a lot of engineering work goes into it, and through which you decide which is the capacity, what kind of response you get, the SLAs or the service levels that you want to maintain. So it's a constant working that goes on to ensure that you meet the customer expectation. This process is also further subdivided into three. One is the business capacity management. So here you define the guidelines for translating business need plans into requirements for IT services and supporting infrastructure, ensuring that future business requirements for IT services are quantified, designed, planned, and implemented. For example, if the business capacity says that I want to do 100 transactions per second, now is my application and the infrastructure geared up to handle 100 transactions per second, and my growth rate is going to be 50% every year, that means the next year is going to be 150 transactions per second. So what kind of infrastructure I should have right now to ensure that every time I don't go back and say I have to increase something, I deploy now so that I help the business grow its capacity and deliver better. In case they are able to deliver earlier than 1 year, then of course the infrastructure has to be made ready. So this kind of planning goes on in IT operations, and an outcome of this results into becomes a part of IT strategy in case it's a little long term, and then investments required are brought to the table, the financial considerations. The second is the service capacity management. So in the service capacity, you say, okay, I'll define how do I control and predict end-to-end performance and capacity of live and operational IT services usage and workloads. So the previous examples can also be moved into service capacity management, saying that I want, while the business uses 100 transactions per second, I want to give to business 250 transactions per second as on today. So for that kind of service capacity, what do I need to do? And it's an end-to-end performance. So I do the management, the control, the prediction using engineering tools, methods, and processes to come to that. Also, I can go for the component capacity management, where I say, okay, the overall application doesn't matter, the overall service doesn't matter, but there is a particular component, let's say payments using UPI as a simple example. As you know, UPI supports a lot of small denomination payments, but when you need to pay fast. Now, in that case, how do I ensure what kind of infrastructure I need in case I support a UPI-based payment? And that is how, then I put the yardstick, how much payments were successful, not successful, why it was not successful, those kind of measurement and monitoring of data collection I will do to ensure that I am uptime there. So organization adapting capacity management process should ensure its framework encompasses all areas of technology, which means hardware, software, human resources, facilities, etc.